Coming soon. Crime Monthly presents Evil Uncovered, the brand new podcast that leads you into the darkest corners of the human mind. Each episode delves into three chilling true crime cases, from roadside abductions and sinister cults to deadly deceits that led to murder.
I said to myself, it's not going to happen to any more girls. It's got to stay between me and my mother. I said, she's got to die, or I've got to die, or more girls are going to die. And that's when I decided, I'm going to murder my mother. I knew a week before she died that I was going to kill her.
On the 20th of April, 1973, Kemper's mother came home from a party and retired to bed. In the early hours of the morning, when he was sure she was asleep, Kemper went into her room. In one jailhouse interview, he recalled what happened next.
I waited until around 5:15 in the morning, and then I went and found a claw hammer and my pocket knife. The same one I'd used to kill Mary Ann. I carried the knife in my right hand and the hammer in my left hand as I walked very quietly into my mother's bedroom. I hit her just above the temple on her right side of the head. I struck her with a very hard blow, and immediately after striking that blow, I looked for a reaction, and there really wasn't one.
Kemper would go on to cut off his mother's head and use it for sex. He then put her head on a shelf and screamed at it for an hour while throwing darts at it, as well as cutting out her tongue and larynx and putting them in the waste disposal. He later said,
it all seemed kind of appropriate, as much as she'd bitched and screamed and yelled at me over so many years.
Kemper's spree was almost over, but he still had one loose end to tie up. He suspected his mother's best friend, Sally Hallett, would immediately know it was him who'd killed her when the horrifying news got out, so he invited her over to the house. When she arrived, he strangled her and hid her body in a cupboard. After that final act of violence, he got in his car with an arsenal of guns and drove for 3 days, listening to the radio and waiting to hear that he was a wanted man. But it never happened. No one had any idea of the crimes he'd committed. Eventually, he stopped at a phone box in Colorado and called the Santa Cruz Police Department. With a chilling calmness, he confessed that not only were there two bodies in his apartment, but he was also the notorious co-ed killer. He then stood by the phone box, arms resting on the top, and waited for the sirens to start wailing in the distance. With new episodes released every Tuesday from September 3rd, get ready to embark on a journey through 24 tales of real-life terror that shocked the world. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.